From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Senate Democrats on Wednesday warned that Russian operations to undermine democracy extend far beyond U.S. elections and accused President Donald Trump of failing to confront the threat. Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Current president of the United States still barely acknowledges the threat posed by Mr. Putin's repeated attacks on democratic governments and institutions, let alone exercises the kind of leadership history has shown.
Cardin released a report prepared by the committee's Democratic staff members that accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad and urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with U.S. presidential leadership. A committee of South African lawmakers met Wednesday to review plans for an impeachment process to be enacted into law.
A concrete timetable that we must at least have a final draft of this important rule, an impeachment rule, by the end of January.
The discussion has been a priority among opposition parties ever since President Jacob Zuma was faced with corruption allegations. The White House on Wednesday said it is outrageous that a U.S. federal judge ordered President Donald Trump's to keep in place a program that protects against the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants who entered the country illegally when they were children. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that President Trump is committed to the rule of law and will work with members of both parties to reach a permanent solution. Follow Voice of America on social media networks for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. The European Union's chief observer for Kenya's 2017 elections says the process was far from perfect, singling out in particular the country's politicians. Speaking Tuesday at the European Parliament, the EU chief election observer in Kenya, Maria Shaki, blamed politicians for problems with the country's 2017 election.
The Kenyan people, including 5 million young people able to vote for the first time, did not fully enjoy their democratic rights as are legally foreseen for all Kenyans. The electoral process was damaged by political leaders attacking independent institutions and by a lack of dialogue between the opposing sides, with escalating dispute and violence.
At least 15 million Kenyans voted in August, a huge turnout credited in part to technology, as many believe that biometric voter identification and electronic transmission of results would reduce electoral fraud. The EU mission suggested strengthening Kenya's independent institutions, improving the technology used in the elections, and also improving the election results mechanism. Prosecutors in Myanmar formally charged two journalists from the Reuters news agency Wednesday with violating the Official Secrets Act. Wa Lone was one of those charged.
This is unacceptable. I want to tell you that they are charging us like this to stop us finding the truth. Their actions are wrong and unfair, the way they are charging us.
He and Ja Sa-U face up to 14 years if convicted. The White House said earlier that U.S. President Donald Trump told South Korean President Moon Jae-in that the United States was willing to talk to North Korea at the appropriate time and under the right circumstances. Trump spoke about his call with President Moon earlier today.
We'll see where it goes. He's very thankful for what we've done. It was so reported today that we were the ones without our attitude that would have never happened. Who knows where it leads? Hopefully it'll lead to success for the world, not just for our country, but for the world, and we'll be seeing over the next number of weeks and months what happens.
Trump said Moon told him that the initial South Korean talks with North Korea went well. The International Olympic Committee will host talks on January 20th to discuss key details about North Korea's participation in next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. The IOC said the meeting would make a series of essential decisions on North Korea's participation. These would include a number of issues, including the names of athletes, the official protocol, including flags, ceremonies, and the uniforms of the athletes. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.